And we bring in on the K-Lines from CheeseheadTV.com, Brian Caravu this morning to preview the Packers-Giants game this Sunday, 3:15 start. You can catch all the action right here beginning at 1 o'clock on K107.1 this Sunday. Brian, how you doing?
Fantastic. Couldn't be better.
So we got a big matchup against the New York Giants this week. A couple weeks ago, we looked at this game and said this could be a game that the Packers lose, but in that time, the Giants kind of free-falled a little bit. They got injuries in their backfield and their defensive line. How much of a threat do the Giants pose this weekend after their struggles of the last month?
They certainly don't pose as much of a threat as they did a couple weeks ago. But the Giants are still fighting for a playoff spot. So with that on the line and them in the race to win the NFC East, they should still put up a good effort, you would think. They didn't this past Monday when they faced the New Orleans Saints on Monday Night Football. The Giants gave up over 500 yards of offense to the Saints, and some questioned how much of an effort they were putting in that game. But they're supposedly getting a couple players back from injury, and it could be a good game on Sunday.
Speaking of injury, Packers have a few of their own on the linebacking core, and if they don't have injuries there, they have guys sitting in jail over the weekend. What's going on with the linebackers?
Yeah, interesting case there. Neither A.J. Hawk nor Desmond Bishop has practiced yet this week. There's a chance they'll practice today. And then the Packers kind of come out with their injury report today or status for the game, you know, when you hear about guys probable, questionable, or doubtful to play. We'll hear that later this afternoon on Hawk and Bishop. And then, as you mentioned before, sitting in jail, Eric Walden is now out of jail, and he has practiced all week with the Packers, and it appears as if he'll play and start on Sunday against the Giants.
Well, the Packers, I mean, they could go the disciplinary route with the league's personal conduct policy, but they need them. They have injuries in that linebacking core, so they definitely need all the help that they can get. Now, Aaron Rodgers celebrating his 28th birthday today. You would think he's looking forward to facing that Giants secondary that gave up all those yards. We're looking at now a quarterback that's won the NFC Offensive Player of the Month award every month so far this year. What more can we say about him, though? This is one of the most incredible seasons of a quarterback of all time.
Yeah, there is little to say. I suppose maybe if he wins the Player of the Month again in December and then goes on to win the MVP award, we can talk more about those accolades then. Just announced yesterday, Aaron Rodgers is leading the Pro Bowl among all players in the NFL in voting, so he's got that going for him as well. So there's all sorts of good things going on in the world of the Green Bay Packers quarterback.
There's like 10 Packers, I thought I read, that are leading at their position, even Jared Bush on special teams and T.J. Lang on the offensive line. So the Packers, definitely Morgan Burnett, too, definitely getting recognized right now by the NFL. Now, personally, and we were talking about this a little bit earlier on the program, but the way that I look at this Packers season right now, I think that they have a better chance of going undefeated than they do winning the Super Bowl, Brian. Something in the back of my head has me nervous because the similarities between the, I think the whole Giants thing, I'm just scared about the Giants, so I would like us to knock them off this week because, you know, the year that they beat the Patriots when they were undefeated and that whole thing's still fresh in our minds. Am I right to be nervous about this, or am I looking way too far in advance? Should I just focus on one game at a time, Larry?
Well, I guess you can look at it in the sense that the Packers will play tougher opponents once the regular season ends. You know, once they hit the playoffs, they're going to hit teams like the New Orleans Saints again and the San Francisco 49ers in the NFC side of the bracket, and if they're lucky enough to make it to the Super Bowl, they could face a good team like the New England Patriots. So, I suppose it's probably a better or more likely chance that they go undefeated than win the Super Bowl, but I think most fans hope they would win the Super Bowl in addition to that as well.
I guess I'm just being a pessimist because I just think that all this is just too good to be true. And I'm waiting for that other shoe to drop, but hopefully that's not the case. And this Packers team, talent-wise, confidence-wise, mentally, they've given us no reason. It's just my own insecurities coming through on that one, I think. So that's my own issue. I'll address that maybe a little later off the air. Brian, do you have a prediction for the weekend's game?
I think the Packers win. I think this New York Giants team is in a little bit of a free fall, and it'll just continue on Sunday when the Packers go to New York or New Jersey, where the stadium is, and take care of business another time and go to 12-0.
Well, let's hopefully talk about that on Monday, a 12-0 Packers team that definitely has a nice ring to it. 11-0, though, that's not too bad either. Brian Caribou, CheeseheadTV.com. Again, the coverage this Sunday, 1 o'clock, 3:15, the kickoff. Brian, thanks for your time. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Thanks much. Sounds good.